This week, Alaska lawmakers and government officials are meeting in Anchorage to discuss what they see as federal overreach. The two-day summit is being put on by the Department of Natural Resources Advisory Commission, and organizers say the goal is to examine points of conflict with the federal government over land management, resource development, access issues, and fish and wildlife policy. Governor Sean Parnell opened the summit at the Denaina Center this morning, describing federal overreach as a disease that afflicts our nation.
Now in Alaska, federal overreach looks like, one, harassment of Alaska natives harvesting sea otter, blocking King Cove residents from access to health and safety personnel, failure to hold timely lease sales and delayed permitting decisions, attempting to add new and more onerous designations on land our citizens that we're already blocked from accessing and utilizing for our benefit.
The federal government is the largest landowner in the state, controlling about two-thirds of its acreage. But it puts a lot of money into the state, too, nearly $10 billion. Parnell acknowledged that this tension makes the issue of federal overreach controversial. Despite many strong words for the federal government, Parnell noted that the state and federal government are not always in opposition. He said there are some lawsuits where the state has sided with the federal government. The summit wraps up tomorrow with a roundtable and an address by Alaska's congressional delegation and a former assistant secretary of the Department of Interior. No officials currently with federal agencies were invited to participate.